As we come to celebrate the Lord's Supper, let me begin by reading these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Do you ever wonder, perhaps some of you younger Christians might wonder, why we celebrate the Lord's Supper? What in a sense is the point of this meal? There are many reasons, of course, why we do. In the first place, we do because we have been commanded to celebrate this meal, this Lord's Supper. It was instituted by Jesus Christ, as we just read, on the night when he was betrayed, and he commanded his disciples, and through them, the whole church, to keep this as a sacrament whereby we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And in the second place, we remember Jesus' death on the cross when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. That's another key reason why we are to celebrate this meal, because let's be honest, we're all forgetful people. At least I know I am, and I'm sure at least some of you are as well. And the Lord in his mercy knows that we need to be constantly reminded of what he has done for us by his death on the cross. And this is one thing that we are doing when we partake of the bread and the wine. We are remembering Jesus Christ, who has taken away all of our sins. And we remember him. We don't remember ourselves. Too many of us remember our sins. And yes, there's a place, isn't there, of course, for confessing our sins to the Lord. But far, far more importantly, we must remember Jesus, our Savior, who gave himself for us, by whose broken body we are healed, and by whose shed blood we are forgiven. But of course, this is more than, if you like, a memorial meal. We're not just remembering Jesus. We're also, by the help of the Spirit, we're communing with him. Sometimes we call this communion, don't we? And there's a good reason why we do. Because in this meal, in this sacrament, we are communing with God in Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We are being nourished in our souls as we feed upon our Savior by faith. And so we need this meal. This is why we have this, because we need not just to remember Christ, but we need to feed upon him and commune with him. And it's a wonderful thing to do so. So those are some reasons why we do, on a regular basis, celebrate the Lord's Supper. Of course, I need to remind you that this is a meal that is for Christians and for those who are members of gospel preaching churches. This is not a meal for non-Christians or for those really who have no understanding whatsoever of what this meal signifies and seals to us. So if you are not a Christian here this evening, if you don't understand what this meal means, then I would ask you to let the bread and the wine pass you by. But if you are a Christian, then you must take the bread and the wine. Don't let it pass you by. It's a command. Jesus says, "Take and eat, and take and drink. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you." Don't let it pass you by. Too many Christians do that. We need this. And your Lord in his grace has given you this wonderful provision so that you might be helped and strengthened on the way as we traverse through our wilderness existence. Let me pray for us. Gracious Lord, we do thank you for this meal that you instituted on the night when you were betrayed. And we thank you that by it we remember all that you have done for us by your death on the cross. And we thank you too that by it, by the blessing of the Holy Spirit, as we feed upon you by faith, so we commune with you and know real fellowship with our Lord and our Saviour. And so we pray that as we come now to eat this bread and drink this wine, so you would bless it to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.